Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to a little mini-sode of Dumb People Town.
Population you?
Population Rothbart.
Yes.
Hey guys.
Of the berry variety.
Hi.
Welcome to Dumb People Town.
Is this how I sound normally?
Or yep,
am I
all the time.
Am I altering
it's a lot of voice. People talk
Do
about it.
Do you think you're on NPR? I don't know what you're doing.
No.
Can you please?
Hi. I'm Barry Rothbard.
I'm Diane Rehm.
Remember? I love Diane Rehm.
That's the worst
Rehm.
One to
Diane
do.
Diane Rehm. Yeah. I just like all the, like, I'm Audi Cornish. What the fuck is that?
I'm Snake Paprikash.
What? Is that something I pour on my meat?
And
snake
it's
snake paprika.
Snake. Is it snake or
snake?
I think it's snake paprika.
Is Audie Cornish a real, like, I've heard her name. But
that is the
she...
best way to prepare a hen.
Is she real?
That's when you that's when you put a full hen in the engine of an Audi A4. And it comes out fully crisp.
That's an Audie Cornish.
Hey, guys, we don't have much time here because
this is a mini-so.
This is a little snack that we serve you as you get to your next next Dumb People Town. And we love that we're starting to do this. And we are having on people that we love, comedians that we know and love.
Someone who has a new podcast on this network.
And you guys love me.
We love you.
Bro. I love you as a comedian.
Thank you.
I'm thinking back to a set that you did at the Josh and Josh show where we were in the back and I just...
Oh, that was phenomenal. I
laughed
that.
My ass off. I'm like, this guy is hilarious.
That was actually, you happened to see me on a really good night.
You were amazing.
I'm usually not that good.
Okay, good.
Fire.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you're here with us because we all believe that the world is getting dumber, Barry, as we sit here.
I absolutely believe that.
Okay.
I've seen evidence.
Let me refine that. I mean, because I know we got into a debate with Todd Glass about it, and people were mad
cares?
At Todd. We're right. No, we're right. Todd's dumb because
no,
he doesn't.
Todd's
I'm kidding.
Smart.
I'm kidding. But what I do think is dumb and smart are now
in
fighting
a,
with each other in
a
way
deathlock.
That it never has before, and dumb is winning.
And definitely louder.
Yeah.
I mean, when the woman who's like the Department of Homeland, like she's...
Security. Send her a call, bro.
Did anyone see Orrin Hatch take off glasses?
Yes.
That's my favorite thing.
I've never
thing.
Seen anything like
Orrin
that.
Orrin Hatch in a meeting took off glasses I mean, that he wasn't even wearing.
The only thing
here's
better than him
part.
Doing that
yeah,
was all of my friends tweeting about it in a row.
Yeah. I tweeted about
okay,
it.
And
I
was, what's the best part about
the
it?
The best part is like everyone's done that. Everyone's been like, oh, maybe I have glasses on. Yeah. But no one has the space work that he had.
He had.
It was like an improv
trade.
No, he's on a Herald team now.
His object training was perfect. He's on a
he
Herald
He fully team. Took off glasses that didn't exist. Like, it wasn't like he touched his face and was like, oh,
oh shoot, I don't know.
No, he did it so well that it made me think that he did take them off, and he folded them, I think.
I know.
He talked with them. He doubled down and started talking with them.
He moved them to the
gesturing.
Tip
and then put them back on.
And then put them on an imaginary string around his neck.
Put them up on top of the crown of his head and looked for them for a while.
And he did the real gun, the improv gun. You know,
yeah,
he didn't do
yeah.
like the...
Took over
gun.
The scene. Really took
the
over the
real
scene.
And when
gun.
He talked on a phone, he didn't put a finger up to his mouth. He actually
right.
held an iPhone.
Held an
I was going to do
he
that one.
An iPhone. All right.
Greatest joke in the history of The Office? When Michael keeps pulling out a gun in the improv scene, and then they're like, you cannot use a gun in this scene. He goes, okay, fine. They start the next scene, they're going, he walks up to someone, he goes, and they're like, hold on, what did he just whisper to you? He told me he had a gun.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. All right, well, the world is getting dumber, and I want to jump into a story because it was sent to us by our lovely dumb ears on the ground.
It was.
Dan knows the story on a cursory level.
Yeah.
Barry hasn't seen it. I haven't seen it. Jay hasn't seen it. Let's get into it.
I usually go headline, how's the photo? And then I read it with you.
Yep.
This was sent in by Optimal Illusion.
Optimal Tax Relief.
Optimal Illusion.
Is that someone's Twitter handle?
Is that be the best illusion you can get?
Yeah. So, Optimal Illusion.
Optimal
Illusion is the Twitter handle. Optimal Prime is the Instagram account.
Sure.
Optimal Illusion is the name of a lens store.
That isn't real. That isn't real.
Optimal.
Optimal.
Right. That's a fake eye doctor. The handle is at @MRC_SPS.
Yep.
I have no clue. That's some code. I always think when people have handles like that, they're
right.
They got on Twitter to do something other than be themselves.
Right.
Troll. Russian troll.
Yeah.
for sure.
Russian definitely troll. A bot.
Or maybe it was a burner account, and then they ended up taking it over.
Like,
for real
I
life.
Like this one better.
Yeah.
Well, do drug dealers have burner accounts? Like that's how they
have to. Have to.
They when they're done with their account, they just rip their Twitter in half and throw it in
throw
a drawer.
It away. The Orlando Police Department says. I like that even in Orlando, they're like, this is what the cops say. We don't
trust it.
We don't trust
anybody.
This is
what anybody. They say. They don't have evidence. They're just making a lot of false claims.
I'm just telling you what they said, and that you trust them as much as
the
you want.
The police.
We're still in Orlando.
The
yes.
police said this.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm just going to say this about Orlando. Before we get into this, I flew from Fort Myers back to Los Angeles with my whole family. That like few days after.
That's my favorite flight, I just want to say.
Yeah. With Randy's family.
With my family.
When Barry left with Randy's
okay,
family.
Okay, so we had to connect in Orlando, and the Orlando airport was doing construction. So they made us, I've never had this happen in my life, where you land from another airport, and then we had to go out of security and go back through security again.
Oh,
why?
They do that in Chicago, too. Southwest does that for their international flights.
I was like, you got to go back out.
Is there any way you can inconvenience me more?
Yeah. So I come
Is
back out.
Do I have to get new seats now from the plane?
I'm not saying there were like 100 people in line when we came out of there. I came out with my kids, and it was, I'm not joking, like thousands of people, and it seemed like everybody was trying to get something on the plane that shouldn't have been there. It was like just like a family with like one person who didn't have a ticket, and like
Perfect.
Three people trying to get an alligator on the plane. It was like, I'm like, what the fuck is happening
That's
in Orlando?
I feel like that about CVS sometimes. You go into like a Rite Aid or a CVS, mm-hmm. and there's always an old lady paying with change.
Mm-hmm. And like paying with
Why
change.
Why is she paying with change and having a complaint about something,
and
showing
like,
a receipt?
Probably because she couldn't find the sliced cheese.
Yeah. Or a paperclip. Anyway, yeah. So.
That's
Orlando.
Crazy, man.
Orlando. The Orlando police said.
They said, a man was rescued last night after he stole a swan boat at Lake Eola and then marooned himself on the fountain.
Wait, what?
Lake Eola is...
It's like a tourist lake.
Okay.
It's not real.
So our dad, when we were younger, used to love fishing. He
Here's a
had
picture it. Of the lake and the swan boat for everybody.
Yeah, I love that they say the fountain as if we can
it's
all picture it.
It's a beautiful fountain.
It's a gorgeous fountain
in the middle of a lake. That's definitely...
And then a swan boat. So this guy stole a swan boat.
A swan boat is like a paddle boat
a
in the shape of a swan.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a... But our dad would like take us fishing.
When we were kids, he would... When he wanted to just get a quick fish in,
we would drive by, he'd see a lake, and he'd be like, hang on, I just want to drop a line in. And there were times he would go into man-made lakes in corporate office parks that he knew had they had
I'm like,
stocked
There were times I'm like, I don't think we can... There's a fountain in the middle of this lake, like with a sculpture in it. I don't think we can fish
it's
in this.
It's like at the bank.
Your dad would
fishing?
Take swan boats to do that?
Yes!
That's crazy.
Why are we fishing at the bank?
This is weird. My dad was killed by a swan boat.
No.
He was run over by it. This is a true story.
Marooned Wait. By a swan boat? So this guy stole a swan boat.
Yes.
Fine.
This was his swan song.
at Sklar Brother.
Jay
did it to himself.
Self-imposed.
If you want any anger, send it his way.
Yeah, he stole a swan boat and then marooned himself. To me, I want to know what happened right before
What
this.
Is marooning? It's when you get stuck somewhere?
Yes. Kind of beached on it?
Yeah. Beached on a thing.
No, it's when you host The Voice.
There you are.
That's I don't know why Scar that Brothers. Made me laugh so much.
It should have.
There's some jokes that
I really
connect with.
It absolutely shouldn't.
But I want to know what happened right before this, because no one is like, I got a few hours.
But I wonder if he feels like he's stuck hosting The Voice, like he's... Like, I landed in this job and I can't get out of here.
That's how he told it to police?
For 5 years.
That's how he expressed himself?
No.
But you know that he probably had just gotten kicked out of a bar.
Yep. And he's like, what am I going to do now?
Oh, tell me I can't have fun tonight.
Yeah.
So it was a joyride. It wasn't like he was trying to... What if he was trying to commit a crime and that was his getaway?
That's his getaway. Gonna tell me is the way.
What is joyrides? When people steal cars for joyrides, what are they doing?
They're just taking
Literally
it and driving
it
as fast as they can.
It used
for
to be
just for
novel.
Like, oh man, this would be really fun. I'm gonna steal a car.
I think back when it was like novel to have a car, people would steal them for joyrides.
I think what we know from this already is when you get drunk during the day, you have more options for mischief.
Sure.
Like a swan boat isn't an option if you're drunk at 3 in the
you're
morning.
You're not seeing that.
Let me ask you guys this. Yeah. If you find the boat on the water, take it out on the water, with which it was already on,
then return
it out there, or even just
leave it in the water.
Did you steal it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did. You didn't steal
it. Well, it's part of the water, you're saying. You're not taking it home.
It didn't leave the lake. Let me ask
you
this.
That's what I say up at the cabin, guys. Nothing leaves the lake.
Fine, but let me say this, okay? If you had a very large circular driveway at your house.
Sure.
Okay? And you parked the car at one end, mm-hmm. and someone came to your house, broke into your car, and drove it to the other. Well, they drove it to the other. Okay, you left it open, and they drove it to the other end of the driveway. Is that stealing?
I don't know. Yeah,
you
100%. Moved. You think so?
Are you sure?
Barry says yes. So sure. It's a joyride. You took a joyride.
That's a joyride.
It doesn't matter how long it is. You did something you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah, you moved.
You took my thing.
You moved my property. I think it might just be trespass.
Well, I know for a fact.
You moved my property. You did not steal it.
If the person was drunk, you can get a DUI on a swan.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Live and boat.
Yeah.
If you're trying
to ride a regular swan DUI. While drunk.
They'll really ring you up for that.
Was it part of like a swan boat company, or was this someone's swan boat?
They have swan boats at Lake Eola. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Centered around the fountain.
I like that this was not a part of a swan boat company, that this was just a guy.
No, it's Lynn Swan's.
Oh, jeez.
How many?
Are you going for the record, Jason?
At Sklar Brothers. Wait, how many? Okay, so let me just say this about the swan boats.
Okay.
How many? Both husbands and wives, mm-hmm. spouses have said to their other spouse, hey, you want to go take that swan boat out? And just the sigh that comes from the other. I mean, if you want to.
Maybe he was trying to find his inner romance. He was trying to love himself.
I like the idea that this guy was just going to try and get home with it, and he just couldn't find his way out of the lake.
Right.
It's going to tell me I can't drive.
He just wanted to go around.
Yeah, at around 3:30 a.m.
How old was this guy, by the way, steal it in the middle of the night? Wait, so I was wrong. There is an option to steal a boat in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He's done it. But he might have started day drinking.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's possible.
How do you rev up a swan boat? You know everything about swan boats, right?
Vocally. We are going fast.
3:30 a.m.
It's just a paddle boat shaped like a swan.
That's just a swan. That's everyone's property.
It's a lot of leg power.
Paddle boat. We used to have one of those up the lake, too, and it always was a good idea for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you're like, do you want 100 paddles? Pumping this all the way back.
And then there's like a current pushing you away from the dock, and you're like,
this is hard.
This is hard.
At around 3:30 a.m., that is middle of the night.
Yep. Yeah.
Kyle Thurston successfully made it onto the Linton E. Allen Memorial Fountain. You know he's pissed. Linton.
He only got a fountain?
Linton E. Allen.
In the middle of Lake Eola on the stolen swan. So I hope he got on with the intent of going.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting on that. He got on.
Because the bar that kicked him out said, your night's over. And he said, It ain't over.
Maybe he hated Linton E. Allen.
Sir.
Who's Linton E. Allen?
L.E.A.?
Yeah.
I don't know.
L.E.A.
Sir, I can't stop. Once you leave these premises, you do whatever
That's
you
fine.
But your night is over.
I'm looking up Linton E. Allen. You see who that is?
Look up Linton.
Hey, I know you kicked me out. You kicked me out of here?
Yeah, you're out.
Your night is over.
Your night is over.
Oh!
Yeah, it is! Yes, it is!
Wait a second. What do you want to ask me?
I don't know. Sir, stop leaning on everybody.
Just listen to him and let him leave.
Stop leaning on everybody.
Just listen to him and let him leave.
What if I check some IDs?
Nope.
Okay.
Sir, your night. What did I say? Your night is
not over.
It's over. What are you going to do about it? Where are you going to go?
Hey, there's nothing to do at this.
I'm not coming with you.
Quit this job.
Every bar is closed. There is nothing to do.
What are you going to do? Get on a swan and put it up on the fountain in the middle of that lake?
Maybe.
Hey, guys. What did I miss? That guy just ran out of here. That's my improv here. I'm a guy who just walked into the bar. I missed that whole conversation.
Yeah, Barry, you're the guy who's like, can I just get my fucking ID check?
Hey, guys.
Who's L.E. Linton?
There's not. It's just a fountain. Okay. I can't find a person.
They named the fountain.
It's just the name of the fountain.
It's not a fountain in honor of Linton E. Allen.
It's just showing the fountain. It's a beautiful fountain.
It is.
It's gigantic, too.
What if that's Spanish for, like, a fountain-making company?
It reminds me
Linton
of a fountain.
Linton E. Allen.
Memorial.
Linton E. Allen is like a Linton and Allen in Spanish.
Sure.
and maybe both people.
Or he's like Linton-y. Like yeah. he's got a lot of Linton.
If you told me Linton E. Allen was a very high end furniture store in the suburbs of St. Louis, I would not argue.
What
with
kind
you.
Of an Allen is he? He's Linton. Linton. He's Linton-y. Linton-y. Yeah.
There's
is
nothing.
Is he a Linton? He's Linton-y.
However, things went south when the swan boat drifted away from the fountain, and he resorted to screaming for help.
Oh, God.
Oh, you so there's more to this story?
Oh, guys, we better hurry through this. We want to keep
Barry,
this a minute.
I thought that was it. I was like, this no. is
Barry, you can't put yourself on a fountain and then scream for
I
help.
I haven't even gotten to the best part.
Okay, please, let's get to it. There.
At 3:40 a.m., officers were called about a man screaming from the lake. Orlando Police Department spokesman Michelle Guido said, I don't know
Michelle
if you want to
Guido.
I don't know if you want to
hey, Michelle.
You're going the wrong Guido. Way here. I don't know if you want to be a cop whose last name is associated with an argument about who shot first. Hey. Just a theory. Hey. It might change it. Hey. Also, imagine the person who was like, that guy else said there's yelling. Should we call a cop? Let him yell for a while
Let's
longer.
See how far he
it's
goes.
Not over.
Michelle Guido sounds like a temporary name in a script about the mafia.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, for sure. It's just a
we'll
placeholder.
Call her
we'll call her something
it.
Later.
For now, but for now, what should
just
I type
call
in?
Just Michelle Guido.
Why don't just guys, why? Just write placeholder. Just,
nah, Michelle nope. Guido.
I'll just type just Michelle write. Guido.
Yeah, Vinny but what if spaghetti.
Someone, but if
after being rescued, but before Thurston was transported, he explained.
His name's Thurston?
Yeah, he's Thurston.
Kyle Thurston.
I mean, as a person who is trying to do something,
Thurston.
What, he is Thurston. Yeah. Straight Thurston, Thurston for
he
action.
He explained he ingested a large quantity of Molly and wanted to be with the Swans. Here, let's try it again.
Swans.
Wanted to be with the Swans because, quote, the Swans didn't judge him.
That's true.
I mean,
see, he did get kicked out of a party, maybe.
But by the way,
sort of
if
rave.
We know anything about Swans from The Ugly Duckling and... They're shitty. They're dicks.
They're not
Swans
cool.
are the judgiest
they're
of all.
They're ugly on the inside.
They're
the
shittiest.
Ugly on the
inside. They literally
didn't
shit
they judge
everywhere.
That one thing?
Yeah, the
for
ugly
not
duckling.
Didn't become a swan. Everyone's like, oh.
No, those were the ducks that judged
Yeah, the
him.
Ducks judged. He did become a swan because he was ugly on the inside and ended up looking great on the outside.
Were the swans
oh,
dicks?
No, the swans.
Ducks
I thought
were
the swans were because he was black.
I've seen
swans. White swans.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, it's Michelle Guido.
Hey,
Look who's
in. Hey, where are you taking out of the oven?
Hey, I've got a swan boat.
Johnny Swan Boat over here. What are you doing?
Why don't you get out of that fountain here? It's Michelle Guido.
According to Michelle Guido, he stated that he took the swan boat out onto the lake to be with the swans
yep.
and paddled it to the fountain.
Oh, okay.
I did get that fairy tale 100% wrong. But I still have been around swans and their dicks.
I got news. Well, it was called The Ugly Duckling, right?
Hey, yes. Michelle yes. Guido comes in, she says, you know, Thurston, he sleeps with the swans.
Hey! We'll clean it up when we get to a final draft. But for right now,
I love
this
that
is
you
a good
chose sleeps with, not swims with,
no.
which is the way more
He's
obvious.
He's like Luke O'Bressi. He sleeps with the swans.
Police say that once on the fountain, Kyle Thurston forgot to tie up the boat. Uh-oh. And when he returned to where the boat was supposed to be, as though he had told it like a child, like, stay here.
Sit.
You stay
sit.
Right here. I'm going to come right back.
I'll be right there.
Have you guys ever, as parents, been afraid to even leave the room when your kids were little? Like, do not, I'd have to run into the bathroom,
but
you cannot.
Yeah, one time I put my oldest daughter, when she was a baby, on, like, a bed. It was ridiculously high, and she was on a bed, and I went down the hall to pee, and she had fallen off the bed.
like
everything, everything I wanted to happen did not happen.
Well, I choked on a quarter when I was a kid.
What?
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
How? What happened?
I almost died.
You
my
pretended
mom,
you were in an arcade?
I was
see
on Molly.
If I put this in here.
I want to be with the quarters,
I want to be with the quarters, Mom.
What? Hey, no, did you have to go
Barry
to the
Roth, bro, yeah. sleeps with Michelle Guido. Hey!
Wow, where are you guys going?
Hey, Barry Roth, why don't you put a quarter in Barry Roth?
What'd you do,
quarter,
Barry?
Mom, shut the fuck up.
Did you have to go to the ER?
No, my mom punched me in the back or slapped me in the back.
That had nothing to do with the quarter.
She didn't know. She
it
didn't know.
Standard operating procedure. That was just a regular. Thank God she was there to slap you.
That was his mom's good morning.
Maybe this is a dumb question. Did it go up or down when you got slapped in the back?
Shit right out of my butt.
Wow.
Really? No, it came out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Either
she
way,
slapped you in the back and it popped out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Why were you eating a quarter?
It was near food and I was like just grabbing at stuff and she left me alone. That's what I was saying. She left me alone for a second.
In the human slot machine. Barry Roberts!
A quarter, like you're Tupac and above the rim.
Yeah,
like, he uses a razor blade. I want to play it safe.
Oof. All right, so he's on the fountain. The boat has floated
away. He forgot to tie up the boat and then returned where the boat was supposed to be, but the boat didn't listen.
I feel like we should do this story in Michelle Guido voice.
Let's heard her count, right?
He sat down and began calling for help. Mm-hmm. Officers then asked the man if he was trying to hurt himself. He said he was not and that he had a life preserver that he found on the Swan boat.
Okay.
That he took with them.
Great. Swim to safety, you dummy.
Yeah. They have not announced whether any charges will be pressed against Kyle Thurston. Now,
I think he's earned it.
I think too. I think he's earned it. A little bit of mischief. Maybe not criminal.
He didn't do anything
wrong.
Got
himself in trouble. Just continued the party.
I think it's the Swan Boat's fault for having the people who own it.
For being so inviting.
For having swans that aren't judging people.
Looking so fun.
You guys, I'm going to ask you now. How old is Kyle Thurston?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
You are a guest, so you can go first, third, or Tignataro, which is the second spot.
So what are you just guessing? What do you think? For real, you can go
for real?
Yeah,
you
want to go first,
second, or third?
Hmm. I want to go second.
Okay. Good.
Tick,
the tick's line.
The tick's
all right, Jay, you want to go first?
Randy?
Yeah, this guy's 26.
26 years old from Jason Sklar.
Yep.
Add up everything you know about him. Okay.
He was at a bar.
He's doing Molly.
I don't know. We don't know.
You said he was at a bar, right?
I made that up as
Or was that just improv?
That was
improv. Okay.
He definitely got kicked out of somewhere.
I confuse improv in real life.
I mean, look, he may have a fake ID. I think he's 19.
19 years old from Randy Sklar. I'm 26 from Jason Sklar. Barry Rothbard.
Barry's supposed to go second, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's fine. I actually have two answers.
Let's hear it.
Good. You get to pick one.
I have four ages.
Wow. Fair enough. That's not the way you play
the game. I'm going to tell you. He is 30.
Okay.
I'm going to go high on this one.
Right, 34. Okay. And is your
Michelle
reasoning?
Michelle Guido is 46.
Hey! But I look 52. All right, you dummies, you stupid idiots.
By the way, I love
fucking
that.
He said 46, and I was like, damn, that's old. And then I'm like, wait, we just turned 46.
Okay. All right, Jason went with
26.
19 from Randy Sklar.
No,
34. 34.
Right. 34.
From Barry Rothbard. We go straight up no matter what.
No, it does not over.
If you're over, it doesn't matter.
Closest to it, over on it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why. I thought it was Price
is Right.
No one ever does
people
that.
Town.
No, we do encourage people to spay and neuter their pets. But
of course.
But you can go over.
Kyle Thurston, the man who kept his night going, rode a swan to be with them because they didn't judge him, then got marooned on a fountain named after a guy nobody knows, is 36 years old.
I don't want him to judge me. All right, jeez. Unbelievable.
36. What do I get?
36 years
you
old.
Get the knowledge
just the
that
knowledge that you're right.
The knowledge that you are right.
And look at that guy.
Oh, he does not look 36.
I want to judge the hell out of
I love
guy.
Hairlines that are impossible to describe to someone.
Where it started. That is an old
also,
36.
Where did it start?
That's like
he has three different hairlines.
It's John Grease in a bald cap. John Grease from Napoleon Dynamite. Rico in Napoleon Dynamite with a bald cap. If you told me that guy, 36-year-old, had grandkids, I'd be like, yep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even pause. Yep. I'd be like, 18-year-old daughter, 1-year-old kid. Well, there you go. There's a mini-sode. Follow Barry Rothbard on Twitters.
At Barry Rothbard.
And where people can see you live, same thing, or where can people,
I don't know when this is dropping, but I'm going to be headlining the Hollywood Melrose Improv.
When?
On January 31st.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Before that, go see him at
new
that.
New hour.
New nice. Hour. Fantastic.
Brand new.
Go. Lovely. Check it out. Enjoy it. And the new podcast is
called Get High and Save the World.
Why not?
I want to do all those things. Thurston tried to do it. He tried to do it and failed, but maybe Barry Rothbard can do it. That's a mini-sode, guys. We'll see you on Monday with Tuesday with a full-length episode. But thank you for enjoying this. And shit, we got to get back to work.
Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.